So time for a catch-up with our old mates from F2. Liam Lawson, Marcus Armstrong head to Barcelona this weekend. So far, Lawson has had two DNFs, an eighth, a third, a second and a win, and sits fourth in the championship. Armstrong is seventh with two DNFs, two fifths, a 16th and a win, a famous win at Imola. Talk about that in just a couple of moments. First up, Liam Lawson. Morning, mate.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
Not at all. Your assessment of the season so far?
It's been okay. I would say there's a lot of positives to take. We have very, very good potential, which is good. The speed's been great at every round we've been to so far. So I think Formula 2 is a very tough championship, and it's very tough to be consistent in. And I think in recent years, it's the guys who are at the front are the most consistent guys. So if we can get on top of that, I think we're in a good position because, as I said, the car's been really, really fast.
How's the team?
Really good. I'm enjoying working with Carlin. Every weekend, obviously, the relationships get stronger and we continue to work on stuff. And I think, honestly, we've done quite a lot of development from the start of the year already, even compared to what the team's been running in previous years. And we're only getting stronger, which is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. So I've actually just been with them all day today. Doing some final preparations for Barcelona this weekend.
Indeed. So it's Monday night your time at the moment. When do you fly out for Barcelona?
I fly Wednesday afternoon. So one more day in the UK, do some training tomorrow. Again, basically final preps and then off for Barcelona, and then we go straight to Monaco the week afterwards. So we'll be a busy couple of weeks.
Does any of that play with your mind? I mean, Monaco that's the place to drive, isn't it? Of all the places you'd want to drive, you'd want to drive at Monaco, or am I wrong?
No, you're dead right. That's the one that, that's one I'm most excited for on the calendar. And but also not just from, obviously, sort of the mental, emotional side of just driving around Monaco, but getting physically fit enough to drive around there is probably, I would say, the toughest race on our calendar. So it's going to be really, really important. It has been important in the recent weeks to be trying to be as ready for that as possible. So I feel ready. I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to driving there. I think having done last year, it's crucial because obviously we get very limited track time. So, I'm glad having that year's experience now to go back with it.
Looking at your record so far this season, I saw the thing in Imola. You're there, a split second later, you're in the wall.
Yep.
What do you do? Yep, you can't do anything about that. There's nothing you can do about that. That's just racing, I guess, isn't it?
It is, and I don't want to be the guy that's just, trying to say that he's always unlucky and stuff, because I'm not. But so far this year, I think there's been certain things out of our control that have really halted us, which is unfortunate. But putting those things aside, we're absolutely there. So I think if things swing our way a little bit, and from my side as well, obviously, there's always things for a driver to work on. So from my side as well, if I can get on top of things and make sure I qualify the car at the front and put ourselves in a good position, I think we're fast enough to do a good job.
What are those little things you do at Carlin each day? The improvements you talk of, what specifically are they? What's the difference?
Firstly, from a driving side of things, we spend a lot of time with simulator work and then working with our engineers, going through bits of data and onboard cameras, looking at driving lines and things like that from tests and from race weekends. So basically that's what we go through there. But also from a development side on the car, trying to find little things that can improve basically the performance of the car, how we can manage the tires in the races, how we can switch a tire on for quali, because basically with Formula 2 and Formula 3 and F1, honestly, arguably the most important thing is making the tire work, whether making it switch on for qualifying or make it last in a race. So working on how to maximize those things are the things that basically we spend days working on.
What do you make of your observation of the F1 so far? All the issues around Mercedes, the porpoising of the cars, the changing of the cars. This seems like a massive experiment.
Yeah, well, it's crazy because obviously I was lucky enough to test last year's car.
Yeah.
And that car had about 7 years of development at that point since the new regulations came out for that car. So it was absolutely at its peak, and now all teams are almost they're not starting from scratch, but very almost started from scratch with the new regulations. The cars are very, very different. So everyone's learning. Obviously, all the teams have been struggling with porpoising throughout the year, but at least Red Bull and AlphaTauri seem to be very much on top of it. So Yeah, it's different, that's for sure. But it's pretty exciting to watch at the moment.
That is the truth. Listen, go well this weekend, mate. Good to catch up. Liam Lawson with us out of Milton Keynes. We'll go down the road to London in just a couple of moments, and Marcus Armstrong.